What's up, Ranger fans? It's your boy Steve Cardenas, aka Rocky the Red Power Ranger, and you are listening to the Multiverse Rangers podcast.
Thank you for tuning into this our podcast. This is a fan-made product. We have no relation with Blooded of the Grid, Shattered Grid, and Unworthy Studios, or anything of that nature. We make this because we love it, and we hope you do as well. This is a project of love, made by fans for fans. Thank you, and enjoy. Generation, we see Rangers getting ready for their quest to look for their Zords. In another multiverse, a jailbreak happened and the villain ended up in Angel Grove. As Emperor Demise, Diva Chalk's General Black, King Mondo, and his queen are wondering who it is for. Mr. Zed and his general know who it is. Who is this new villain? Only time will tell, so suit up, Ranger Nation. Time to find out.
It's morphing time!
Power Rangers Multiverse, The Next Generation, Episode 11. The Quest for the Wild Racers and the Time Guardian Zords. They have been found. A new group of Rangers shows up, Part 4. Back at the CC lookout, Lisa and the Rangers are worried about their kids.
It's been 2 days and we haven't heard anything from Izzy, Josh, and Jayla.
Senorita, calm down. They will be okay, I swear.
Okay, I'm just worried about them, that's all.
I'm worried about JT, so I know exactly how you feel, Lisa.
Everyone here is worried, as well as Soul, and so you're not alone.
We have trained them well, Lisa.
Yeah, we did, hon. And they are going to be strong, just like us.
Hey, you guys remember our first quest, right? We need to have faith that our children will pull it off like we did.
Don't worry, guys. Our kids became Rangers for a reason. And I'm sure that our kids will get through this.
I believe in all our children. They are Power Rangers now. It's time to let them do what they can do.
Back at Angel Grove, the Next Gen are still fighting Mr. Zed's monster at the abandoned racetrack and at the abandoned airport.
It looks like we're outnumbered here, guys.
Yeah, right, Izzy, but there is no way we can defeat them.
Remember what our parents said?
Never give up and keep fighting. Let's do this for our parents.
They all stand up with fire in their eyes as they jump up in the air and kicking down Flamehead, Silverhorn, Octopus, and Lipstick.
You'll pay for this, Rangers.
Now, I'm fired up.
He shoots a load of fireballs at the Rangers.
Now you're in for it, Power Punks.
Silverhorn fires his horns at the Rangers while Octophantom shoots water at the Rangers.
Mr. Zed, I remember her. These Rangers, they're going to be destroyed by me.
Just then, a portal opens up with fire shooting at Lipsinker, Flamehead, Octophantom, Silverhorns, and six Rangers come riding out on horse Zords.
Yeah! Looks like you need some help there, partner.
He keeps firing.
Well, out of there.
Well, we finally found you. General Chester.
You're going back to jail where you belong.
I'm not going back with you, Rangers.
Oh, yeah? You're going back, whether you like it or not. A waste of excuse for a chrome.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, by the way, Rangers, you might want to leave this to us.
Right. Let's finish this, guys.
Let's do it.
Just then, one of the garages at the racetrack opens up.
Guys, look over there.
She starts to run towards that garage.
Wait, for us?
She follows behind.
I wonder what is inside.
He runs behind Samantha and Asya.
Come on, Jonathan.
Hey, wait for me.
Izzy then follows the others as Jonathan tries to keep up.
Hey, wait for me.
They enter the garage as it is pitch black. Then the floor starts to move down with the Rangers. Outside, the new team of Rangers finishes off Mistress Zed's four monsters as General Drifter got away. And now back at the airport, Jake, Andy, Joshua, Maverick, and Jalen are finishing up the other monsters of Mistress Zed's with Emperor Demise's putties and putrepods as Rygarde and the Psycho Rangers return to the moon.
Oh, man. What a battle. No,
I'm not wrong, Phil.
I hope the others are okay.
They will be cut.
Yeah, because if Izzy around, nothing's going wrong.
Just then, the hangar door starts to open.
Guys, what's going on? Do you see that too?
He looks at the hangar door.
I'm not blind, but even then I have no idea.
Whatever is going on, we better look into it.
Kate's right. We better check it out.
You sure that's wise?
Joshua gets a hold of Jalen's arm.
Hey, whoa!
Come on. Come on, kid. Don't be a scaredy cat. We're gonna check it out, whether you like it or not. Come on, get over here.
They head inside the hangar. Just then, the floor starts to move down. Meanwhile, at the racetrack, the Rangers find themselves in a secondary command center with their Wild Racer Zords.
My Zords, it's time to work on it. The tiger races my purple.
Yay! I love the technology, Eagle Racer! Eagle Racer, why?
These Zords are so cool! I can't wait to try them out! Dragon Racer Green!
I'm ready. I am so ready. I am going to say this. I'm going to say these swords look amazing. All right. Ready, guys? Wild Racers, rev up. Phoenix Racer Red.
Let's do it, brother. Rev up. Wildcat Racer Pink.
I hold the others and we'll find their swords.
Let's rev it up, Rangers.
Meanwhile, at the airport, the other Rangers have found their Zords.
What? What is this place?
I have no idea, Andy.
Guys, I think we found our Zords.
Oh, wow, that looks so cool.
Oh, man. If Izzy could only see this, she'd be on them like crazy.
As Joshua said that, the walls between the racetrack and the airport opening up to make it one large secondary command center.
Oh, hey.
What the?
Oh, hi. Hi. I guess you found your swords in, guys. We did, and it looks like you found your swords as well.
Yes, we did.
Your Zords are so cool.
As the rest are talking, the six new Rangers teleported into the secondary command center.
Who are these guys anyway?
They helped us out.
Yes, we did. Let us introduce ourselves. My name is Maya, the Black Gunslinger.
My name is David Joe, but you can call me DJ, and I'm the Green Gunslinger.
Howdy, partners. My name's Jeremy Reyes, but you can call me JR. I'm the Red Gunslinger.
Well, no need for introduction, but I guess you might as well say my name is Anthony Jackson, but you can call me AJ. I'm the Blue Gunslinger, the best of them.
Named Skullish. Carcass. Skullish. Friends call me Skull. I'm the Yellow Gunslinger.
And I am Penelope Hart. Penny for short. And I am the Pink Gunslinger.
Nice to meet you all.
There's one question that I want to ask you all.
And we will be happy to answer it for you.
My question is, do you know Liz and Cam at all?
Huh? The look on everyone's face says it all.
Hold up. See, our auntie Mia and Uncle Cam. Yeah, I do. Because they are mine. My brother and sister.
You kidding me? Riz and Cam never said they had kids.
There is no way you can be Riz and Cam's kids. You're cool, and they're too.
Josh, pause it for a moment.
Them?
Where we're from, Riz and Cam are indeed our parents.
Scully and Maya here are my brother and sister.
Well, we are here to help you out, as Whitney all are Rangers.
That's cute, partner.
We got to know you, so let us introduce ourselves. I'm Izzy, the Purple Wild Racer.
I'm Joshua, the White and Black Time Guardian.
I'm Jayla, the Purple Time Guardian.
Same plan, different moves.
I'm Apophia, why don't we say white? With Spotify
Premium Duo. I'm Andy, the Orange Time Guardian. Make the most
of time apart. I'm Jayla, the Green Time Guardian. And podcasts.
Maverick.
I'm Maverick. I'm the Red Time Guardian.
And he's also our leader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you forgot that one, cuz.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm Jessica Twain, but you can call me TJ. And I'm the Wild Racer Green.
I'm the leader of the Wild Racers. My name is Jonathan, Wild Racer Red.
I am Samantha, Wild Racer Pink.
Well, B, it was a pleasure to meet you all.
was on the moon. Edward Demise is not happy with the outcome. And in the mountains, Mrs. Red. To be continued. Will the next generation be getting even more Rangers? Will Emperor Demise, Mistress Zed, King Mondo, and General Drifter, as well as Divatox and the other slew of villains out there, be able to destroy the Rangers? Will the new team of Rangers be able to combat this evil and save the multiverse? Stay tuned, Ranger Nation!
Lookout, we see two Rangers, Kiba and Jack, in the training room working hard and training hard. But now, feeling out of breath and exhausted, Chris decides to join them, well hydrated while sipping his monkey madness. Chris sees the exhausted Rangers and can't help but snicker.
Chris, how are you so energized?
Yeah, like, how?
Well,
Chris sips his monkey madness and then says,
"Glad you ask. I keep myself energized and hydrated with the W hydration line."
W? What's that?
It's a top of the line. It's top of the line energy drink and energy booster. It gives me what I need to tackle the day and on the week, as well as many villains that we come across. You know, that sort of thing. It's also good for content creators and gamers of all sorts. It's generous energy, made with coffee bean extract, coffee fruit extract, that comes in an assortment of delicious flavors and no preservatives. Here, I got some of Galaxy Grenade right here. Check this delicious stuff out.
Man, this is good.
That is energizing.
Chris, you know, what if there's, like, struggles, heroes in the budget, stuff like that? Is that where we can save a few bucks on it?
Absolutely. You go to www.w.gg, enter the promo code PRMultiverse, all caps, no spaces, no, in one word. By doing this, you'll save 10% off your entire order. You also have great swag and other merchandise that you can show your W, you show your W support proudly.
As that is being said, a disturbance can be seen on the computer screen.
Okay, guys. Here we go again. Are we ready? We need to go to Hops to get our mission. Riaz, this is Chris. We and the kids are on our way. I hope you guys are energized. It's time for Gold Rush!
Let's go!
Remember, go to www.w.gg, placing the promo code PRMultiverse. All one word, all caps, and save 10% off your entire purchase. W Energy, delicious, jitterless energy. Power Rangers Multiverse. The next generation. Hey guys, Joshua here. The Rangers found the Zords, both of our teams did, at the racetrack and an airport, both of which were abandoned, in Angel Grove. And as they got help from another team called the Gunslingers, what exactly does Emperor Demise have planned for me and my family?
What, whatever, Joshua.
What is Divatox General Black King Mondo and his queen, and Mr. Zed also have time for the next gen. Only time will tell. So suit up, Ranger Nation. It's promotion time, and it's time to find out.
Yeah, you got for a you got for a door.
You scared me, I had to drag you myself.
Episode 12. The return of an old foe. Sins of the Past. Part 1. At the secondary command center, we see the next generation of Rangers talking as Izzy, who is working on the Zords, and Atya, who is working hard on new tech for our heroes.
Hey, Izzy, how are the new Zords? I'll need a full diagnostic on this. We'll need to have these Zords at peak condition.
Hey,
I'll let you enjoy your work, too.
Hey, I'm working as fast as I can. Jonathan, also, can you hand me a 10 mil right here, please?
There you go. There you go, Izzy. Asya, what you got cooking over there in the tech department?
There's a way to combine our strengths. So give me a give me time to work out the code and that.
What the hell? This ratchet's got hair on it.
As Izzy throws the ratchet on the floor.
Wait, what? Did you just say ratchet with hair?
Jonathan picks up the thrown ratchet. A strange hairdo?
What in Angel Grove is this? Not your typical, too. Not your typical tool.
I haven't seen a ratchet have hair before. This is something that you don't see every day.
Just then, the ratchet jumps out of Jonathan's hand.
What the...
Jonathan startled aback at first.
Were you? What are you doing in our base?
Whoa, guys. I'm not here to hurt you. I'm here to help you. Name's Smith. I mentor the Ninja Steel Power League. Sorry about the whole disguising myself as a tool. Not my first demo work.
Well, slap my biscuits and cover them in gravy. This looks like some next level weirdness, Lady Penny.
I reckon the most weird we've seen since we nabbed General Drifter.
It seems to me that we have a new mentor, as well as Zola, Gorse, and Demetria.
At least I'm being mobile, Mercy.
No he offense. Turns his Zordon, Gorse, and Demetria.
No offense.
Zordon chuckles.
None taken.
You are so lucky that I didn't put you through a wall. What are you doing sneaking up on us like that?
I don't know, but welcome to the team, Mick.
Why do you want to put people through a wall, boy?
My brother's like our mom, DJ.
Well, it must be a house party.
He talks to himself.
Rather
helpful, lucky that we haven't got put through any walls. And they'd all be knocked down by now. Partner.
Oh my god. He's worse than Auntie Lisa.
Pops had a few stories about this Lisa lass and how she sent Lord Goldar to and some goons through walls in her cafe. Oof. Better him than me. But her stuff, was legendary in Ranger Lower.
Mama Kim would be so proud of her to hear these tales. I know she had plenty of stories about her battles with the Gold Nasty.
How far Monkey Brain is still fighting is beyond me. But as the next generation, we will destroy him.
Meanwhile, at the original CC lookout,
Rhea Hicks and her team are relaxing, playing games, and playing pool.
Who wants a game of pool? I'll give you a game, Rhea.
Whoever wins, I'm next.
Okay.
The others watch the game, and at the space base, King Mondo and his empire are waiting for Havoc to bring back Wrecking Ball.
What's taking these fools so long to return? That's what I swear. This better be a good reason I had. Why? At my feet.
I know, my mechanical darling. But you need to be patient, or your oil pressure will boil.
Wrecking Ball will be back on his feet very soon.
That is true. I have upgraded Wrecking Ball to you, my king and queen.
What are you waiting for? Bring him to me at once.
Right away, my king.
He then goes and fetches Wrecking Ball. Meanwhile, back at the second command center, the next gen is waiting for Izzy to finish the Zords.
Oh. Now for working on the Zords will be so much fun.
Now, I have finished doing the combination of both Zords.
The combo moves great, Asya. Let me guess, your mother is Dr. K, am I right?
Right,
but
my brother over there. That's
Abby.
He is taking after our father, Raphael.
Yeah, and I'm Jade. I'm the daughter of Lisa and Randy. And you already know Izzy and the hothead over there, Joshua. He takes out the along with the wolves.
Hey, who are you calling the hothead?
I'll make sure I won't be on the wrong side of him then.
You don't need to worry about him.
The thing is that Joshua always thinks about, and all he ever thinks about is putting monsters through walls. Not necessarily a bad thing if you're fighting one.
I have never seen Joshua put a monster through a wall.
Well, you need to make sure the multiverse is safe from evil and all that.
Jonathan is right.
Yeah, and why is everyone talking about me and not just that? James are also a hothead as well, with the doors and the floors and the ceilings.
Yeah, right. I don't take the walls or the doors. I mean, the ceiling and all the floors.
Yeah, I don't think we should talk about Uncle Damien right now. But anyway, everyone have to take my Zwile for a test run. How much longer, Izzy?
Hey, I'm working on the other Zords right now, Andy. And keep your hair up.
What do you mean I have hair?
I see where Izzy gets her move from.
Looks like Lady Izzy get in the mood. Aside from Lisa.
You're not wrong on that, Scully.
I would have been like to get on the wrong side of them three.
Well, partner, we're not here to fight each other. We're here to make sure that the multiverse is safe.
You don't need to worry about that, AJ. We are the next generation of Rangers, after all. Here, and plus, I heard that Lady Reyes can be a tough lass to break as well.
Meanwhile, on the space base, King Mondo is still waiting for Havoc to return with Wrecking Ball.
Havoc! Bring Wrecking Ball here at once!
He's pacing back and forth. Meanwhile, it's Havoc as he walks to the throne room with Wrecking Ball.
Here's Wrecking Ball, my king. As you were.
Finally! We can destroy the Power Rangers, fools! And I want Wrecking Ball to destroy them!
Yes, my king.
Now go, destroy the Rangers, and destroy this city.
It'll be my pleasure, king.
As Wrecking Ball leaves for Earth, the second command center, we see the next gen waiting for Izzy and Asya to finish what they are doing with the Zords and the combination.
And all the codes for the combination are done with the Zords.
I finished upgrading the Zords, and now, so that means we can use them now.
About time, Izzy. We all want to take our Zords out for a test run. Let's do it.
I agree, cuz. And Asya, you did a great job. And the codes, for the codes and the combinations.
Great job, you two. Well done.
Just then, the alarm goes off as they all look at the monitors.
What is it? What is that? Does anyone know what that is?
Rangers, this is Wrecking Ball, one of King Mondo's monsters.
Be careful, Rangers. King Mondo's monster is strong.
We will be careful out there. As long as we have each other's backs, there's nothing we can't do.
We won't back down. And who is King Mondo? As none of us have heard of him before now.
King Mondo is one of the most powerful machine empires in the multiverse, and the Zeo Rangers destroyed King and his machine empire once.
Wow. And we have to face King Mondo, Mistress Zed, Emperor Demise, and General Drifter? Now I can see why our parents saved the multiverse numerous of times.
Wait. Are we? What? Are we ready for? Let's save the city!
As the next gen heads out to the city, Wrecking Ball is there destroying it!
I'm gonna wreck everything that I see!
That is what you think, whatever you are, and I am going to introduce you to so many walls.
And I'm introducing you to the doors.
You're nothing but teenagers.
We may be teenagers, but we are teenagers with attitude.
Yeah, and it's morphin' time. Wild racers, mobilize. Let's rev it up. Wild racers, scream.
Wild racers, mobilize! Let's rev it up! Wild racer, red!
Wild racer, mobilize! Let's rev it up! Wild racer, pink!
Time guarded! Clock in! Orange time guarded!
Time guardian! Clock in! Purple time guardian!
Time Guardian! Clock in!
White and black Time Guardian!
Time Guardian! Clock in! Green Time Guardian!
Time Guardian! Clock in! Red Time Guardian!
Wild Racer, mobilize! Let's rev it up! Wild Racer Purple!
Alright, Rangers, let's power up!
At the TC lookout, Rias and the other Rangers are watching the battle on the monitors.
Looks like the next gen got their hands full. You're Lisa, they got this. You're right, sis. I think it's time for me to train.
I'll join you, Senorita. Lisa.
Back at the battle, the next gen is still fighting Wrecking Ball.
This is one strong monster.
She called for the Tiger Head bow staff.
I hope this works.
That is so cool. And I wonder what weapon I got. Out of nowhere, a pair of time knuckles shows up on his hands. Oh, you that's so cool. Just like mom. Wind Knuckles. And this wrecking box is going through a wall.
Yeah.
Let's see what weapon I got.
As she says that, the Time Halberd shows up.
This is so cool.
As Izzy, Joshua, and Jalen run at Wrecking Ball with their weapons. To be continued. Where in the world did Mick come from? And how did he get into the CC lookout? The second one. And how did he end up being a new mentor? Will Wrecking Ball destroy the Rangers? Will there be any more Rangers showing up to help them overcome the forces of evil to save this multiverse? What else is in store? Stay tuned to find out, Ranger Nation.
Nothing's gonna slow me down.
Rachel here from the Multiverse Rangers. Want to do some shares with the crew tonight, and plus I'm going to lead that off with one of them, which is Becky.
Hi. I would like to give a shout out to Barbara Goodson. She's the biggest hugger I have ever met, so please give her a hand and give her a hug.
Can't vouch for that. She is a big hugger.
Yeah. We have got a special one to do at the end. We're going to leave that one for the end. But I think Demi's got one that we just heard about. We need to say.
I have two. One's a special shout out for that one at the end. But my regular one goes out to the Zeroverse Podcast. Gotta give a shout out to our partner.
Hold on. Gotta crash that. It's the Zionizer Podcast.
Oh, my mom. It's like Zionizer Podcast. But they do have a server called the Zioverse. No, it's called the Zioverse Podcast.
Hey,
so
it's
Zioverse community.
Yeah, the Zioverse community. Get that
down. Well, don't blame me. I think God kicked me around too much last night.
All right, Master. I'll finish explaining this one for you. There will be a link in this episode to link to our Discord community service, which is partnered with the Zionizer Podcast and us. It's called the Zioverse Community. Come check it out. It's a good place for, you know, to talk Power Rangers, anime, whatever good stuff you want to follow.
And to meet us.
And to meet us as well. Also, there are plans on having tabletop games, like D&D games and role-playing games, and all this stuff in planning. It's going to be awesome stuff. Like I said, we'll post a link for that Discord server in this episode's bio.
Oh yeah, because it's already in last week's episode bio as well. Mm-hmm. So technically, I want to say shout outs to Nakia, Catherine, Steve Cardenas,
Alan Palmer.
Yeah. David J. Fielding. Anyone else?
Steven Drino. We've got
Hillary Shepherd.
Yes, Hillary Shepherd.
Shepherd. Herself. Oh, we've got Jack, the Red SPD Ranger.
Jack Landers, yes.
Walter Jones himself.
Jay McLaren.
Batman Jay McLaren.
Yep.
We also got shout out from Walter, and we also would like to thank Jason Farr as well.
Yeah.
And don't forget about Tessa Rao.
Okay.
She will put you to a wall. I'm not saving you.
Yeah.
You're on your own
on that one, bud. But anyway.
Demi, you've got this.
My special shout out goes to one of our favorite bubbly comedy duos, Paul Scheer's father, aka Volkmeyer from Power Rangers. We give a special shout out to you and your family during your time of upheaval. We are sorry that you lost your father. Everyone here at the Multiverse Rangers are giving you condolences. And yeah, that's all we can do is give you condolences. But and vibes.
Our condolences, Paul.
Our condolences. If you're listening, keep your head up, never give up, always keep up with a good fight. Yep. And plus, we have got one special one, a very special one. You will hear it later on this week. I mean, we already heard it, and I want to give this passage over to Joseph, aka
Jisoo,
and Hero.
Yeah.
So,
Jeff, buddy.
For those of you who have been listening to the podcast today, for this episode, you'll notice that the music is different. We have a very special person to thank for that. Thank you for giving us your time for an interview, plus giving us that music. Please give it up for the phenomenal Ron Watchman for providing us with a new soundtrack.
Thank you, Ron. We appreciate it. He did it.
Ron, thank you very much. You've been in constant communication with me and the rest of the Multiverse Rangers over this. As Joseph said, we thank you for that, our new introduction, our new score. It's gonna this is gonna solidify us in the Power Rangers community for sure.
Yeah,
we've got a theme from one of the best.
Yes.
So thank you, Ron. Thank you so much.
Especially though, as not just that though, I want to say, as one of our team members is not here, is had a bad storm at the moment, and that is Bakugo. At the moment, he's not here. If you're listening, when you get the chance to listen to this, our prayers and that go out to you at the moment, or till you get back on your feet. So, hopefully we get to hear from you sooner or later. But
for also me, pray for the rest of the people of the other on his side of the state of Ohio that does not have power right now. Pray that they are safe. Pray that they're calm, and you know, just wish them well. Hopefully they will be good. They'll be safe and they'll be back on their feet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, just this is going to be a very short one. I want to say thanks to the cast for being there, sticking up with our antics and everything else, and plus you guys. Is there anything else you want to say before we go?
There's one.
Yeah.
There's one thing we're missing. I might know what it is.
We need to thank our sponsors. We also need to thank our cosplayers that have come to hang with us as well. Grim the Dragon Tamer, Mike Patron Combat on Grid. We need to thank you guys for that, for showing up and doing your thing during season one with us. Also, special shout out goes out to the children that listen to this podcast, the little fans, especially my grandson, Little Gold. Phoenix, thank you. We love you, buddy. Anybody else?
Yeah, thank you, Debbie, for sponsoring us.
I got one special shout out.
We gotta
give it up for Rachel for doing all the tech work, all the editing for the put on Spotify. I want to thank you, and I want to thank our editor who edits our videos for YouTube. I want to thank him too. Phenomenal. We know you're listening, buddy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and plus I want to say thanks to Demi for being co-producer as well, who helps out with the show as well.
It is no problem. I've been helping get the fans what they deserve, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's actually another special shout-out that I want to give out. This goes to all the kids at the Albany Medical Center, Melody Center for Children's Cancer and Blood Disorders. The nurses and doctors there play our podcast for those kids.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what? Wow. Yeah, we have kids in the hospital.
We're here for you, kids. We pray for you. Mm-hmm. And we will.
And may the power protect you all.
As the leader here, I'm going to say, never give up. Never back down to no one. Always stay strong out there. And I'm not just that though, for me, for the Multiverse Ranger crew, may the power protect you. And we're going to say good night, good evening, good morning, wherever you are in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Don't forget, one more thing. Please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And links for that are in the bio, so go check it out.
Yep. And please join the Zioverse community server on Discord.
Yeah, that's already been said.
We got that up already.
Okay.
Also, thank you, Debbie.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that covered. So, anyway, we have to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because our rangers, we know our rest. So.
Hey, guys, we got to go. Gold is attacking Angel Grove High again.
Oh, come on. It's going to be a night off.
I know, but. Guy can work from sun to sun, but a ranger's work is never done.
Can't you hear the alarm going off?
Let's go, Rangers.
Hello, Rangers. I'm tired of waiting.
Gotta go. Later, guys.
Later.